Sabine Reader. Thank you, LJ. Thanks for being here today. I didn't really prepare anything. I've been kind of going through it, but I am really happy to be here, and I felt it was really important to show up and talk a little bit about my journey. 3 years ago, I never thought in a million years that I would be doing the things that I'm doing today. I've overcome a lot of different challenges. The first being like raging social anxiety and just the sense of like I felt like I was incapable of doing things. My compulsive overeating disease started when I was a little kid. And it manifested itself in so many different ways. And I spent a lot of years being extraordinarily depressed. So I attempted OA a couple of different times. And the time prior to 2020 was in 2016, and I found myself going to those meetings where you just type the 12 step for COEs, I think it's the inner group is called. And I was there for like 3 or 4 months. I did the three, I did the 4 step shuffle, you know, step one, step two, step three out. So I actually started to work my 4 step that last time, but just like the other times, I don't know, lost interest, it got hard, or decided like in my mind, maybe I'm really not a compulsive overeater. Maybe I just need to lose some weight. That's really all I needed to do. But the damage that I did to my body from 2016 to November 2020 when I came back to OA was amazing. Like it was incredibly profound what I did to myself. And I finally decided, well, the reason what brought me back is definitely a God moment. My oldest daughter has struggled with substance abuse, and she was in rehab. And she had just got out of rehab, and this was in the midst of COVID. And she was supposed, she'd been home about a week, and she was supposed to be going to online NA meetings. And I had a big list of her meetings because she asked me to get them. And her rehab required her to do this like twice a day. And so I had this big list for her, and she wasn't going, she wasn't going, she wasn't going. And I was so angry. I remember just sitting in my bed, you know, 300 pounds on my 5 foot frame, miserable, probably wearing the same pajamas I'd worn like for weeks. Sure, my hair wasn't brushed or my teeth. I was quite miserable and felt hopeless, helpless, and all the other things. And I just kind of like said out to the ethers, like, Brandy, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's my daughter's name. And then I heard like a voice or I felt something that said, Renee, what are you doing? And it kind of stopped me in my tracks, like, what am I doing? And I picked up my phone and I went online because I knew where to find OA. And I went to a meeting that was November 22nd, 2020. And I became abstinent December 2nd, 2020. Didn't take me long. And I needed to do something different than I had ever done before to keep me here. And I found a sponsor. And that was a God shot too, because I heard her speak at a meeting, at a women's meeting, and something that she said just really resonated with me. I actually felt like an emotion. I'm like, I want to ask her to be my sponsor. And she put her number in the chat for everyone to call. You know how we do. And so I called her and she's like, well, I'm kind of already taking people. But she's like, I'll be happy to, take your calls. And asked me to tell her a little bit about my story. And she told me like my history with OA. And she told me, you need to get involved. You need to go on camera. You need to share. You need to let people get to know you. And I was like terrified of that. And I told her because I had to wear a non-invasive ventilator on my face all the time, 24 hours. I have a muscle disease, and the 300 pounds on my 5 foot frame was suffocating me. So I didn't want to go on camera with this thing on my face. And I told her about it. You can hear it when I was talking with it on. And she's like, I don't care. You need to do it. You need to do it for you. And so I kind of told her, like, left that call thinking, I ain't gonna do it. And then I was in some random meeting I'd never been in before. And something just told me just to do it, just introduce yourself. So I did it. I went on camera. I said, my name is Renee. I'm a compulsive overeater. And I just kind of wanted to claim my seat. That's pretty much all I said. I said, I told her somebody told me I needed to do this to help myself. So here I am doing it. And after that meeting, I got a phone call and it was her. She's like, I was driving over, I don't know, some kind of bridge in New York when I heard you speaking and I knew that I had to help you. So she was my first sponsor and she was with me for almost the whole time. I have a different sponsor now, but I learned a lot from her. And but the best thing she said was get involved. And so I did. And she helped me like figure out what my abstinence would look like. I was kind of a grazer, not really a binger. And kind of just figured out I needed to eat just 3 days or three meals a day. And maybe one snack, optional. And so that's how I started. And then slowly those meals cleaned up and got healthier. And with physical recovery starting to come on board, so did my, spiritual and emotional stuff. And this happened pretty quick. And like I said, she said, give service. So I went to a different women's meeting and I started being the newcomer greeter slash spiritual bouncer. That was 3 weeks absent. But I knew I had to do it. I had to be here. I had to get involved. I had to completely immerse myself in this program, or I wasn't going to make it this time. And I was convinced I was not going to live a whole lot longer going the way that I went. I was waiting to die. I was existing. I was not living. So I did the things I was told to do. I showed up to the meetings. Sometimes I'd go to 4 or 5 meetings a day. And just not all the time. Like, I don't do that anymore. But I wanted nothing else to do. That's what I did. I was just trying to find my place. And I found my place. I found my place at OA Footsteps. I just found my home here. And I surrounded myself with program, and I let myself be. I let myself know people, and I let people know me, which was always hard for me to do. I let people in. My best friend of 26 years had just passed away back September, and I really thought, well, I'm never gonna have any more friends again. That's just over. And I was wrong because I found them here. And giving service is the best thing I ever did for myself. So doing that, I kept it out of my head and I was able to focus on my recovery and I started helping people. If someone asked me, I was 4 months absent, and someone asked me to be their sponsor, it scared me to death, but my sponsor told me I needed to do it. I did it. And helping people in a way that I've never been able to help people before was life-saving to me, life-changing. So I did what I was supposed to do. I showed up. I went on camera. I cleaned up my food. I got out of bed, brushed my hair, brushed my teeth. I dropped over 110 pounds in the last 3 years. I still have a ways to go. But what I have gained is so much more significant than what I've ever lost. I gained me. I found myself again. I found friends. I found a purpose because I really felt like I had no purpose. I found a purpose. And I am so grateful for that purpose right now. My mom's on hospice, and this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I could not have got through this without my program. I would have been in the food big time, and I probably would have crawled into bed and not got out because I didn't, because that's how I handled things before. But because of this program, the 12 steps, service, being a sponsor, being a sponsee, working my program, showing up has saved my life. And there are any newcomers here today, if there is anybody that plans on talking to a newcomer later today, that's what I would recommend. It's just showing. The little slogans sometimes seem a little corny, but keep coming back because it really does work. And it took me some time. My first try at OA was like in the 90s. And here I am again. I came back in 2020, and 3 years later, my life looks completely different. And I have found so many people that I absolutely love in this program that I feel like are going to be my friends forever. And I'm so grateful. I found mentors here that I admire so much, that have taught me so much, and not just by just being there for me and giving me words of wisdom, but by example. And that's all I hope for too, is that I can do the same for somebody someday. So I am so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for OA. I am so grateful for OA Footsteps for giving me a home. And I'm very grateful for my higher power for making all of this happen and helping me achieve these things that I could never have done alone. Once I gave up the control and let God help me, everything started falling into place. And I cannot imagine being able to pay any of that back. So I will do what I can. Every day at a time, with any little task, just to give back to what I've been given so freely. Again, my name is Renee. I am a compulsive overeater, and I'm so grateful to be here. And thank you so much for letting me share and for being here too.